This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, May 20th. God's word to you today is the call. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians 4, verse 1, and it says, "Therefore, I, a prisoner for serving the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling, for you have been called by God." Please read Ephesians 4, verses 1 to 32 from the New Revised Standard Version. I am certain that just from reading this portion of scripture alone, you have already been blessed. However, we will highlight certain portions over the next few days and trust that we will engage the portions we do not in our collaborative and personal Bible study. The first thing that we see from this passage is that everybody has been called by God. It is not only the pastors and the ministers that have a calling. Everybody has a calling. You have the calling of God, and the Bible says you should live a life that is worthy of your calling. Ephesians 4 verse 1 from the King James Version says, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you were called." The word beseech is a very strong word. It is like saying, "I beg you with everything I have to live a life worthy of your calling." Clearly, it is a false doctrine to say that once you are saved, it does not matter the kind of life you live. Once you are saved, you are fine. Grace covers all. Have you heard this before? What I say to such people is this: since you insist that you are not under the law, it is fine. Just walk up to the cashier in the bank, grab the money and say, "I am saved by grace." I can assure you that you will serve time in a correctional facility. The point is this: that calling is by grace. You cannot attain it except God calls you. Hebrews 5 verse 4 from the Voice Translation says, "The voice of high priests and the honor that goes along with it isn't one that someone just takes. One must be set aside, called by God, just as God called Aaron, the brother of Moses." For God to call you and I is grace, His unmerited grace. We saw in Ephesians 2 that we are saved by grace. It is not of works. Nobody can boast about it. The calling is by grace. You cannot earn it. God has chosen to call you. But He is saying, now that you have been called, you are to live a life that is worthy of your calling. There are a lot of people that feel it is okay to be lawless. They are called antinomians. Antinomianism is lawlessness, and legalism is on the other end of the spectrum. God has not called us to either legalism or antinomianism. Legalism will bring bondage. Antinomianism will also bring bondage. But God has called us to freedom. Legalistic and antinomian people always end up in bondage. It is for freedom that Jesus has called us. It is for freedom that Christ has made us free. Let us pray. Father, thank you for choosing me and for calling me. Help me live a life that is worthy of your call upon my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.